again, Hannah. Give Elkanah, thy husband, a child, and he'll love you. Then you won't have to weep anymore, never again.
He does love me, Peppina. He even gave me an extra portion at the ceremonial feast.
He gave you an extra portion, all right, as though you had a son. But you know very well no man really loves a wife who cannot bear him children, and you can't. I can. And that's why Elkanah loves me, and not you. Year after year, every time we come to this feast, you weep. But it does you no good. Now, where are you going? Off somewhere to hide yourself, I suppose. I would if I couldn't bear my husband a child.
O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and give unto me a man-child, then I will give him back unto thee, O Lord, to serve thee and thy people all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come.
You should be ashamed of yourself, woman. This is a holy place, and you come here drunk. You make a mockery.
I am not drunk, sir.
Not drunk? Your lips moved, yet no sound came forth?
I was praying, sir. Oh, please, sir, count not me a daughter of evil, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I come hither to pray unto the Lord God of Israel.
As high priest, I bid thee, child, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thy petition that thou hast asked of him.
Greetings, Anna, dear. Have you had a... what's that perfectly delicious aroma coming from the kitchen? And the table, our very best dishes. Don't tell me I've forgotten your birthday.
No.
Our anniversary? Well, I've forgotten something. What?
Nothing, really.
Surely all this is for some special celebration. Will you please tell me what?
The Lord has answered my prayer, Elkanah. I'm going to have a baby.
A baby?
Yes.
Me? I mean you? Well, sit down. Here.
Oh. Oh,
let me get you a drink of water. Okay. Don't you realize you must be very careful? You shouldn't do any hard work. Oh, I'll get an extra maid. A baby. Ours. Oh, I hope it's a boy. Think of it. My son. Our son. Have you decided on a name for him?
Samuel. It means asked of the Lord.
Samuel. You'll grow up to be a great man, just like me. You'll take my place, carry on the family tradition. Samuel.
Elkanah, Samuel isn't... Well, what I mean is he isn't to be ours.
What nonsense, he is ours.
But I promised to give him to the Lord when he is weaned.
Give my son away? You had no right to give him away. He's as much mine as yours.
I promised to give him to the Lord to serve him and his people in the tabernacle.
But he's my son, and I... Now, why did you make such a foolish promise in the first place?
Well, Cana, I was so eager to bear you a child that I promised God that if he would give me a child, I would dedicate him to work for the Lord forever in the tabernacle.
Well, I... No, I guess I can't quarrel with that. The Lord answered your prayer. You must keep your promise.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
I'd like you to meet my son, Samuel.
Ah, a good-looking boy. Hello, Samuel.
Hello, sir.
He belongs to you, sir, and the Lord.
I don't understand.
You don't remember who I am?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't. Am I supposed to?
I'm the woman you thought was drunk, but I was praying. Remember?
Faintly, yes.
I was praying that God would bless me with a man-child. God did, and this is he. I also promised that I would give the child to God in service for the rest of his life.
I see. And you have brought him here to me... in keeping with your promise to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think we'll get along just fine. Don't you think so, Samuel, my lad?
Yes, sir.
Remember, son, the high priest is a representative of God. Obey him and listen to his counsel, Samuel. Heed his warnings and, above all, serve God and be true to him.
I shall, Mother.
I'll come to see you at least once each year. I'll miss you, Samuel, very much.
I'll miss you too, Mother.
But Eli needs you, Samuel. God needs you. His people need you. The world needs men who will be true to right, though the heavens fall about them. You be such a man, my son.
I'll try, Mother.
I love you, Samuel. I'll always love you, always. So you must be brave and good and trust in the Lord.
Yes, Mother.
You'll like it here, Samuel, my lad. For you and I are going to do things together, be friends. We'll get along just fine.
Goodbye, my darling.
Goodbye, Mother.
Be good, Samuel.
Yes, Mother.
Goodbye, my son. Goodbye.
And Hannah praised the Lord and went with Elkanah, her husband, to their home. And the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli, the high priest.